today. Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 75 sunny degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is mostly sunny and then a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. as a cold front comes in. And Friday looks like to be another too nice to go to work day, sunny with a high of 77. Gets a little warmer and more humid for Saturday, high of 83. And then some more thunderstorms will clear out the air for Sunday, when it will be clear and a high of 81. But Saturday, the weather looks just fine for Raritan Township Community Day, where the bookmobile and the library will be.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
Are you hearing any?
That's weird.
Like their mother,
there we go.
The youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady.
I got, before we even start, I gotta ask why.
50 years ago today,
Brady Bunch aired originally. 50 years? Oh my god. And both the parents are dead now, right? And the maid? All the kids are still alive there, right? That's good news.
It is.
No tragic Hollywood tales there. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, and Ann B. Davis as Alice.
Very well timed.
Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. What is that noise?
I just turned the volume back up.
Oh, it makes that noise?
It does.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, only 5 days are left to visit local businesses and save money. Is it 5 days? It's less. It's 4 days?
Thursday, what's the date today? Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 days, including today.
Then I'm correct. I do not stand corrected. I was correct. 5 days left to visit local businesses and
save money. I'd like to know if you were wrong. Don't worry.
Money. Yes, that's a very good point. And save money with your HCL library card. We'll tell you how. The entry deadline for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is tomorrow, September 27th. It's not too late to take part in this fun annual event. Jennifer says there are only two categories in cliff diving. There's Grand Champion, and then there's Stuff on a Rock. The Friends of HCL Tricky Tray Competition? Not competition. Tricky Tray Raffle, that's the word I'm looking for. The HCL Gingerbread Competition. I just squeaked like Peter Brady in that song.
When it's,
you hear
time
me squeak?
To change.
It's amazing how you can remember that. That was 40-something years ago, obviously. Yeah. Programs for kids and adults. Trivia. I have some trivia for you today, Jennifer. And much more on today's library show.
Good morning, Jim. First of all, I'd like to thank you for filling in at the pretty much the last minute last Thursday.
I was spectacular. I was sublime last week.
I'm sure you were.
No, I don't know. Was the archives up yet?
I haven't listened.
I don't think they're up.
I did something I've never done before. I called out of work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
The beach was calling, I understand?
It was.
So what did you do?
We went down to Sandy Hook. My toes were in the ocean by 10:30.
Oh, yeah. It was Sandy Hook, huh?
Yep.
There's so many other nicer beaches, Jennifer.
That's the one. Your
favorite.
That's
from your
one
youth.
I always went to.
And that's the one I always went to too, and I'll never go back.
No, it was fine. It was nice, and we walked all the way almost to the other end.
Okay.
And we walked up the lighthouse. We were there over 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, we walked all the way up the lighthouse.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful day.
Yes.
Did you go get some lunch or something somewhere?
Yeah, we drove to Delicious Orchards afterwards.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. Delicious Orchards. And what do they serve for lunch at Delicious Orchards?
They have all kinds of things, but I just had an apple cider slush.
So you're kind of a little nostalgia trip for you.
I did. I drove by one of my best friend's houses because we drive on the outskirts of Shrewsbury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know we drive through it, but
your best friend still lives there?
No, she actually lives in near Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So it was nice.
Good. Well, I'm glad. You should do that more often.
Yes.
Just not on radio show days. It was fine, Jennifer.
I know.
You're going to miss another show coming up, from what I understand, too.
Probably. I'm off the week of October 6th.
Okay.
But then I just saw that the weather for that week is lousy.
They don't know it. That's two weeks away.
I'm hoping so.
Unless they're predicting a hurricane or something.
No.
So Jennifer mentioned at the top of the show that Community Day is this Saturday, Raritan Township Community Day, that is, at Lenape Park off of 523 in Hunterdon County. The Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile will be on hand all day long. We'll have tours. We'll have a table set up with a lot of information about our services and programs. Some library staff will be there to greet you, and I'm having trouble finding words today, Jennifer. Greet you and extol all the virtues of the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes. Any questions you might
have? You want a library card? We can get you hooked up that day.
And then you'd still have 2 days to get...
You can still save money at local businesses. But then you could take advantage of all the other Hunterdon County Library benefits.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun day. The weather looks glorious, which I like to say. Jennifer doesn't like me to say that. But I like to say it. And this Saturday, the weather is supposed to be, I believe, low 80s.
Yes.
So it's going to be nice. There's going to be a lot going on. I understand that my friend's daughter, she's on the 100 and Central Dance Team, and they're going to be doing a little show or a, not a demonstration, a routine, I think maybe is the word I'm looking for there.
I didn't know they had a dance team.
They do. And they like travel the country.
Wow.
Yep. So they're very good. I've seen them at sporting events. So, Raritan Township, one more time, Raritan Township Community Day this Saturday at Lenape Park. What are the hours, Jennifer? Do you know?
12 to 5.
It's 12 to 5. The entry deadline for the HCL photo show is this Friday. There is still room left, but not much, Jennifer. We're dancing right around 90 right now. Entries, and we accept the first 100, so you have a few days left. Technically, tomorrow's the soft entry deadline.
If you show up Saturday, Jennifer.
If you show up Saturday, Jennifer will take it, or if you come in on Sunday, I will be at the library between 1 and 3. You can give it to me then as well. So this is the HCL Amateur Photography Show we do every October at the Hunterdon County Library for the past 30 years. It's open to amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. We have several categories. There's student categories. And then there's several adult categories like scenic landscape, wildlife, floral. We're going to award first place cash prizes for every category. There's also second place and honorable mention. We'll also award a first place a public's choice award. Which a cash award will accompany that as well. That's voted on by our library patrons. So if you're interested in entering, I would do so pretty quickly. You can go online at hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage to the entry form. Just fill that out. All the other rules are on there that you need to know. Fill that out and drop it off at the library. I don't think you have time to send it in. Or you can bring it by the library anytime between 1 and 3. I will be there in person to accept your entry. We have an awards presentation on Wednesday, October 9th. We'll announce the winners that night. Our judge again this year is famous photographer and author Walter Horoszewski. He's done all these wonderful coffee table books. I just saw one was on display in the hospital, Jennifer. It's Hunterdon County book. They have it out on display for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it's on sale in the gift shop in the medical center.
Probably for sale.
Well, I'm sure it's for sale, but I mean, sale, maybe the prices have been slashed. I don't know. So Walter will be on hand on Wednesday, October 9th. You can meet him if you'd like, and then also do a program about early American or early art. Like before photography, he's a very good speaker. He'll do that right after the awards presentation. The presentation starts at 6:30 p.m. and Walter's program starts at 7. We'll have refreshments that evening. You get to meet all the other fellow photographers. And we'll announce the winners for the first time on Wednesday, October 9th. So the ACL Amateur Photography Show, it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend entering. And if you don't enter, at least stop by the library sometime in October and marvel at the talent of our local amateur photographers.
And even Jennifer entered this year.
And Jennifer Winberry is one of the entries. See if you can pick out which one she is. We talked at length on one of our radio shows about the day, another day she took off, and she took a photo that day. You might be able to pick it out. Okay, it's 11:15. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll come back with Today in History right after this.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much about.
Welcome back to the library show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting across a large maple. What kind of wood is this?
It looks like maple.
Desk from Jennifer Winberry. And we're about to play Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is September 26th. I'll ask you about events that happened on September 26th in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on September 26th. I have several today. See if you can tell me who they are just by hearing their names. Give me a little brief biography on who these people are. We'll mark it correct. Let's go back to September 26, 1777, Jennifer. What happened in Philadelphia on September 26, 1777?
The Liberty Bell was rung first.
Incorrect.
But I said it was such a
thing. This has been one of the last days that would have ever rung the Liberty Bell. I'm surprised they didn't melt it down on this date. Jennifer?
Okay, the British?
The British occupied Philadelphia. And took it over for quite a while, if I'm not mistaken. But then they were eventually ousted. 1933, Jennifer. Someone yells, "Don't shoot, G-men." And that becomes the nickname for FBI agents, Jennifer. Who yelled that on this date in 1933? And the FBI gets their nicknames. He called them G-men.
Clyde.
Who?
Clyde.
Oh, that's a good guess. No, they didn't give Clyde even a moment to say anything. They just saw him sitting in a car, and they shot that car full of 1,000 holes. We're looking for Machine Gun Kelly.
Nope, I wouldn't have guessed.
Okay, Jennifer, there was a debate. Actually, the first televised debate took place on this date in Chicago, September 26th, 1960. Who were the two candidates? Not 10 candidates like they do now, but that's not a debate, I guess. Who were the two candidates debating on this date? The first televised debate.
One was John Kennedy.
One was John F. Kennedy. Is correct. So you should get the other one.
Who was his running mate?
It was not his running mate. It was his opponent.
I don't know.
You just mentioned him earlier off the air before we came on as this you thought was the first worst phone call.
Oh, Nixon.
Richard M. Nixon. That's correct, Jennifer. And on this date in 1969, I know you'll know this, it's the last recorded album by the Beatles is released.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road is correct. The great Abbey Road. The great side two of Abbey Road. 1977, Jennifer, your last event. What nuclear power plant opens for official usage on this date in 1977?
Is it in the U.S.?
No.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl is correct. And then we all know what happened. Did you see the miniseries Chernobyl?
I did not. Was it on TV?
It's on one of the streaming channels. It was pretty disturbing, Jennifer. Pretty scary stuff.
Yes.
Luckily, we moved past that. I saw that Three Mile Island was closing down, finally, in PA. Another great day in American history. Okay, 1974. Sorry, 1774 in September 26th, John Chapman was born.
He was Johnny Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed was correct. Do you know anything about Johnny Appleseed?
The legend is he walked through the countryside planting apple trees.
Yes. Actually, it wasn't like people think it was just harem scaring, like he was just flipping them over his shoulder. No, he actually planted like nurseries in Ohio and Pennsylvania in certain places. So, and then would go back and visit them, make sure they were doing well.
I had a puzzle that came in a can of Johnny Appleseed.
That came in a can?
They were like tubes.
Was it of an apple?
No, it was of Johnny Appleseed walking through the forest. We used to have a lot of puzzles in tubes.
What did he wear as a hat?
I think it was a coonskin cap.
Incorrect.
No, but I think that's what it was.
Oh, in the puzzle? Well, the puzzle's historically inaccurate.
But maybe I'm remembering it incorrect.
He always wore a pot on his head.
Oh, maybe that's what maybe I'm remembering it, but yeah.
You're misremembering?
Probably so.
1849, Ivan Pavlov was born.
Was he the psychologist who did the Pavlov's dog experiment?
Behavioral psychologist. Yes, Jennifer. Most famous for proving that dogs would salivate just by hearing a bell ring. Because he would feed them and then condition them to salivate when they heard bells ring. I'm not very, luckily PETA wasn't around back then. 1875, Edmund Gwenn was born.
He was that old, really? I guess so, yeah. He was Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street.
Very good. He was also a Broadway actor and did other movies.
It's just like 1875 seems.
No, I know. Doesn't that seem... So it was in the Civil War there.
Yeah.
1914, Jack LaLanne was born.
He was an exercise guru, and he lived an obscenely long time. He lived to be
97. So his stuff worked. I can remember his show, Being Little, right? That was the one thing that, being very little in the 60s, watching Jack LaLanne's show on TV.
Well, I watched it in the
70s, yeah. 1942, Kent McCord was born. I'd be impressed.
You're being pressed?
If you get this. Kent McCord was a TV actor?
Yes.
I only know him for one role.
Give me a hint.
It was a cop show. Classic old cop show. What's an old cop show from the 60s?
Car 54.
And right track.
Adam 12.
That's it.
Oh, really?
He was Reed. Partner? Reed and McCoy, he was Reed on Adam 12.
Hmm.
1946, Christine Todd Whitman was born.
She was a governor of the New Jersey. She was Secretary of Environment, head of the EPA. She lives locally in Tewksbury Township.
She was also governor.
I said governor.
Oh, did you? I'm sorry. Missed that early part. You slipped that in on me. 50th governor of New Jersey. Her portrait is actually painted in and on display in the Hunterdon County Library.
Within the Tricentennial Mural.
That is correct, Jennifer. 1948, Olivia Newton-John was born.
She's a singer. She was in Greece. She was in that movie Xanadu that Jim loves
Why
so much.
Why Xanadu? But don't bring up Xanadu.
She sang Physical. She
Physical. Hmm. Good.
What else?
That's plenty.
Okay.
Thank you. I believe she's fighting a battle with cancer right now.
She is. She's Australian, and there's always rumors that she's dying, and she's really not.
Does Australian have some kind of connection with cancer?
No.
Oh. 1962, this is right in your wheelhouse, Jennifer. Melissa Sue Anderson was born.
She was Mary on Little House on the Prairie.
Very good.
She did a couple.
You'd be all over that one.
Did she
do anything else?
Specials.
Did she? Is she still around?
She lives in Canada. She wrote a book a few years ago. She sounds a little bitter.
Oh, yeah, so she's still around?
Mm-hmm.
1968, Jim Caviezel was born.
He sounds like a musician.
No, nope. An actor. Most famously, he's been in a ton of things. The Passion of the Christ.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I did not.
He played Jesus.
Oh.
But here's your DVD alert of the day. Jim Caviezel was in a movie, very underrated. Most people probably have never seen this movie. Civil War movie, Jennifer. And I know you're a history buff. Civil War movie called Run with the Devil. Tobey Maguire is also in it. But Jim Caviezel, about some southern, kind of southern viewpoint of the Civil War.
Interesting.
It's very good. Run with the Devil. Do we have it in our collection? Jennifer's going to check right now if the Hunterdon County Library owns it in our DVD collection. If we do, then you can put a hold on it right now, right from your computer. I highly suggest it. I never miss with my uh-oh. She's scrolling.
Nope.
Jennifer, I have a request for our DVD collection.
Oh, you got it.
Run with the Devil. It's having Tobey Maguire and Jim Caviezel. Very good movie. I mean, Jewel is in it, too, that singer-poet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving on. And then finally, Beto O'Rourke was born on this date in 1972.
Who?
Beto O'Rourke. You don't know who Beto O'Rourke is?
I really don't.
The gentleman's running for president.
Oh.
He's one of the 10 Democratic nominees fighting. Oh. He's probably the third or fourth most.
There's 23 Democratic nominees.
No, he's probably the fourth most possible. He was the guy. He's the Texas congressman.
Oh, okay.
And he, just in the last debate, he got a lot of ink for saying that he wants to take everybody's guns now. He says he's had enough of the gun violence. Beto, I'm surprised you never heard of him.
Yeah.
So you're a Republican, obviously.
When we get to Elizabeth Warren, I kind of lose interest.
She's probably the leading candidate now.
I know.
My favorite, can I tell you who my favorite...
No, but I don't mean I lose interest. I mean, I stop when I get
you
to...
Know what? I can tell you right now who I'm voting for. Should we be political?
No.
We shouldn't be, so don't tell you who I want to vote for.
You can tell me who you want.
Who's my favorite candidate right now? I think he's a very intelligent guy, well-spoken. I think he's very smart. I really like Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, I was just going to say, I like the guy from Indiana.
Very good.
Yeah.
I really like him a lot.
But there were just so many of them, I felt like...
Yeah, I think he's third or fourth in line right now. Like, I think it's Warren, Biden, or Bernie Sanders are the top three. And, of course, President Donald Trump. Okay, 1820, Jennifer, these are people who died. Died in 1820 in the state. Daniel Boone.
He was a frontierman. He, in fact, wore a coonskin cap. A Tennessean.
I think Davy Crockett wore the coonskin cap.
I don't know.
What was he most famous for, Jennifer? Daniel Boone.
I do not know.
Making the Wilderness Road, the first kind of road to go out west. Daniel Boone trailblazed that, I guess. Is that the right word?
Sure.
1984, John Facenda died.
He was an actor.
No.
Nope.
He was a narrator, and I'll give you a piece of his work right here. The Autumn Wind is a pirate, a villain big and bold. And the trees all quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. So he was the famous NFL announcer. Remember those old NFL films where the guy in the deep voice would like dictate the action? That's John Facenda. Any young man or anybody football fan from the 60s and 70s, those with all the highlight shows would have his voice on them, and it just burned in your brain.
I'm sorry for
you. So I had to add him in there.
Of course.
2003, Robert Palmer died. Now, this shocked me, Jennifer.
That he was dead?
Yes. That not only was he dead, he died 16 years ago.
The guy who did Addicted to Love?
Yes.
Really?
From Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
He died?
Yeah. Hmm. No, he didn't die. He died 16
wow.
years ago.
Who knew?
I didn't. It'd be good trivia around, because another guy I thought had died is still alive is Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
There's two right there that I would have gotten wrong, Jennifer. And then finally, 2008, should be a layup for you, Paul Newman. I passed away on September 26, 2008.
He's somebody else I'm not sure would have realized had died. He was Joanne Woodward's husband. He started a food business. He was in The Sting.
Okay, thank you.
I always love to do that to you.
My favorite movie, Paul Newman movie, is The Sting, by the way.
To the end.
And I'm sure we have that in our DVD collection. Our second DVD alert of the day. If you've been living in a cave and you've never seen The Sting, starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford, please rush out right now to the Huntington County Library and pick it up. And that's Today in History.
He wasn't Saving Mr. Banks. Was he?
He was involved in it. Who was in
Saving Mr. Oh, no, because there's a Paul and a Newman in it. Never mind.
Oh, for Christmas sakes.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Road to Perdition.
He's been in a million things, Jennifer. The Hustler. Mm-hmm. He's been in a trillion things.
Cool Hand Luke. Nobody's Fool. I'm Not Seeing It. The Towering Inferno. Uh-oh. The Sting. There it is.
You mean you don't think The Sting was part of his...
No, I didn't know if we still had it.
Okay, so let's touch on a few things. I do have a lot of trivia today I'd like to get to.
Okay.
It's 11:31. Jim Gano will be in a half hour with his show, Taking Care of Business. Just hang in there.
We'll try
to keep you entertained until then.
We do have exciting news at the library. If you ever call the library and say, where are you located? I've never been there before. And we say, well, you go up Route 12 and make a left, it says County Complex, about a mile and a half past the traffic light.
Okay.
And it's kind of the building that's sort of in the middle toward the back. Look for the flagpole in the middle toward the back. And you get there and you kind of hope you hit the right building. Well, as of this morning, as about 10 o'clock, we have a sign on the library. It says library.
It says library. And then at night, does it light up in neon?
Let's not get
neon colors that you can see from space?
We have a sign that says library.
Okay. That's good. That's huge, Jennifer, because we've been asking for that sign for as long as I've been working. Well, no, actually, we had one originally, and then maybe 15 years ago went away.
14, yeah, when we closed for renovations. Right.
And we haven't had one since, and it's been remedied. Okay, so I mentioned at the top of the show the discounts for the Huntington County Library card. So 40-something businesses in Huntington County have partnered with the Huntington County Library to offer discounts. All you do is go in and show your library card. And you receive the predetermined discount. I won't read all the businesses today. If you're interested, you have 5 days left, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the brochure that lists all the businesses and the discounts that you can print out and bring with you in your car and save tons of money for your Christmas shopping. If you stop by any of the county libraries, you can pick up a form in our lobbies as well. So pick one up. There's so many great deals out there. September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. If you don't have a library card, we'd be happy to take care of that as well. Stop by and we'll get you a library card. And then you can start saving money. You can go to museums for free. You can rent these DVDs I'm telling you about. Not rent, but borrow. As well as all of our books and CDs and other items that we have. And then all of our concerts and speakers and programs, all of our youth services programs and events and services, all of our reference databases. We've got a lot to offer.
We're gonna have
your library card.
And we're going to start strategic planning tomorrow. So you'll want to look for the focus group, which will be meeting at North County, where you can come and say what you're interested in.
At your library. Wait, is that North County branch?
I believe it is.
The meeting?
I believe it. No, not the meeting. The focus group for the patrons.
Good Lord. No. That would have been very lonely tomorrow.
No, our meeting is at headquarters tomorrow.
Okay, save the date, Saturday, October 26, 2019, for the Friends of HCL Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. And this is one of their two big fundraisers of the year. Doors open at 12:30 p.m., and the drawing begins at 2:30 p.m. Coffee, tea, water, and light snacks will be provided. Admission is limited to 200 people, adults only. It's going to take place at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31 in Flemington. There's a lot of information. So Tricky Tray Raffle, in case you don't know, there's all these beautiful baskets and prizes of things. And you buy tickets, and then you drop them into the little jars in front of the baskets that you want to win. And then at 2:30, they'll draw a ticket out of each jar, and whoever has the corresponding ticket will win that item. It's a lot of fun. And friends have been doing this for a few years now. So if you want more information about this, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the home page, and all the information will be at your fingertips. You'll get discounted tickets if you sign up early. And, of course, you'll definitely be in the first 200. If you want more information through email, just contact the friends at fohcltrickytray@gmail.com.
Yes, I talked to a patron on Saturday, and she's very excited about it. She said it's a really good tricky tray.
Let me mention two more things before we go to our last commercial break a little early, and then we hit some trivia. We got entry forms are now available for our annual gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Friends of HCL and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, featuring a $200 cash grand prize for the best in show winner. So we've been doing this for several years now. Entry forms are available at the libraries in the lobbies, or you can go online, hclibrary.us. I think I put it online. I better double check that. That should be. If it's not up there now, it'll be up there shortly. A link to the entry form. It's not there?
No, but you know what? You can replace it with Library Card Month on Tuesday.
Okay. I'll put it up on Tuesday. Good tip, Jennifer. The gingerbread competition entry form will be online starting Tuesday. You can just print it out from there. There'll be a link right on the homepage. And then all the rules will be on the entry form, including how to make gingerbread and royal icing, what categories we have. There's kids only. There's students. There's adult individuals. There's a family, which is the most popular one. There's groups like school groups or Cub Scout groups. And then there's a professional category. And then we ask that you make something in one of two categories. Since the Friends are one of our sponsors, you can make a gingerbread house, a scene or a building from a novel or a favorite children's book. Think Hogwarts or the old house covered with vines or what's another one?
We had somebody do Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, there you go. That would count. And then you can also do a Hunterdon County scene. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce would like that. So pick a building or a scene from Hunterdon County, the courthouse or the Red Mill or a hot air balloon or a farm, something, and make that a gingerbread. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of entries last year. We'll have a reception open to everyone who enters on Tuesday, December 3rd.
And this year, we'll
have music, right, Jennifer?
Correct. We're going to have the Hunterdon Central High School Fiddle Club.
We'll have refreshments. We'll announce the winners that night. There'll be a program, a holiday-themed program that night as well. So that'll be a fun night. And then your entries will be on display throughout the library through the month of December. Everybody can marvel at your work. It's a great family project. So hopefully you consider entering the gingerbread competition at the Hunterdon County Library. And then one more thing. The Manhattan Short Film Festival is starting today. We've been doing this the past few years. The Manhattan Short Film Festival picks the best 10 movies from 1,250 received from over 70 countries, Jennifer. And then they show them in a little small film festival during 1 week. And the week starts today. So they're going to show this is how it works. You're going to come in. You're going to get a ballot as you walk into the room. Then they're going to show you 10 short films. Each film is about 10 to 15 minutes long. And then you're going to vote for your favorite film, and you're going to vote for your favorite actor. And then these films have a possibility of being nominated for Academy Awards. So it's a lot of fun, and all of these short films are very thought-provoking, and they're very entertaining, and they're from all different countries. And we'll have five showings. The Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library are two of only a few venues in New Jersey showing the Manhattan Short Film Festival. So you want to join us. This is, of course, free and open to the public. And here are the dates. So get ready to write this down. You can come tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, Thursday, September 26th at 6 p.m. We'll also be showing it again on Saturday, October 5th at the Hunterdon County Library at 2 p.m. There are three viewings at the North County Branch Library, Saturday, September 28th at 2 p.m., Tuesday, October 1st at 6 p.m., and Friday, October 4th at 2 p.m. If you want more information and a list of what movies they will be showing with brief descriptions, go to our webpage once again, hclibrary.us, and there's a link right on the homepage that you can check out for more details. That's the Manhattan Short Film Festival. We hope to see you there. Another thing that's a lot of fun, and just another quick reminder that all the stuff that Jennifer and I talk about on the radio show is available to view online on our webpage. So if you want more information, if we talk too fast or we forget things, because there's so much to talk about with the Hunterdon County Library, it's all there at hclibrary.us, that webpage that will be updated in the near future with a snappy new look. So look for that as well. All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break a little bit early, and we're going to come back with some trivia for you right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, where Jennifer Winberry is trying to figure out Jim Thatch's October bookmark,
which will be out for the public starting on
Tuesday.
Tuesday is October 1st?
It is.
I should know that off the top of my head. I've been working on the photo shoot nonstop for the last week.
And it's you're inside a haunted house looking out.
Looking out from inside a haunted house.
Yes. Except, my question is, why are the jack-o'-lanterns facing in?
Facing in?
Wouldn't they be facing outward?
You would think. Good point. Maybe they're carved on both sides.
Just saying.
That's a good point. Very good point. I wanted to add a little Halloween, a little piece of Halloween in
no,
each window.
You do need to have them. And then you wouldn't be able to sit well anymore.
But you're right. So sometimes you face him in if the family wants to see them.
True. Just living in the haunted house, though. And I think it was a little hard this month.
Yeah, a little harder. It's tough. But we'll see. Yeah. I'll get feedback and then I'll know. But I'm proud of it.
No, you should be. It's good.
Okay, let's play a little trivia. We got about 15 minutes left. No, 12 minutes left. I'm going to ask you at home and Jennifer some general trivia questions, maybe some themed trivia questions. Just for fun, let's see how you do. Start with some general trivia questions. Jennifer, can you name Brad Pitt's latest movie, which opened in theaters last Friday? Brad Pitt. Getting critical raves. Takes place in space.
Mm-mm.
Ad Astra.
Nope.
Never saw a commercial for that?
Nope.
In the nursery rhymes, Jennifer, who shouts when he gets all steamed up?
I'm a little teapot.
Very good. Did you watch the Giants game last week? No? Okay. I was going to ask you to name a Giant that scored a touchdown.
Nope.
There were three of them. Daniel Jones, Evan Ingram.
Ingram's been benched. But.
Yes. And his backup scored a touchdown, so. Okay, Jennifer, in the original arcade game Space Invaders.
Okay.
Within five either way, how many aliens descend at you that you need to shoot with your laser cannon? And when you shoot them all, you get to go into the next round. How many actually come down on you?
Who knew that they were actually counted?
Well, there's a bunch of them. How many
I know,
are
but
there?
I mean, I didn't realize there was a real number.
It's a real number.
75.
Ooh, you aired a little high. 55. There are five rows of 11.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the National Accident and Life Insurance Company, Jennifer, presented this show at the Ryman Auditorium between 1943 and 1974.
The Bob Hope Show.
The Grand Ole Opry.
That was my second choice.
Ooh, Nashville. Jennifer, besides oil and gas, name three other fluids that you put in your car.
Washer fluid.
Correct.
You helped me do one time. Transmission fluid if you're in an automatic car. And brake fluid.
Very good. You could also say antifreeze or power steering fluid. George Washington was commander-in-chief of the Colonial Army during the American Revolution, Jennifer. Name one of the three British generals that was commander-in-chief of the British Army.
Cornwallis.
Incorrect. Everybody said Cornwallis. Cornwallis was never commander-in-chief. He was actually blamed for the loss. Second guess?
Nope, just go.
Gage, Howe, or Clinton? On the original game board for Trivial Pursuit, Jennifer, besides the words Trivial Pursuit, what were the only other words written on the board? This is the one question no one got right.
Genus Edition.
That somebody guessed that, but that is not correct. Roll again. There are 12 spaces that say roll again.
I do not remember that.
Jennifer, is the moon currently waxing or waning?
Waxing.
It is waning. The new moon is September 28th. It is waning down to new, Jennifer. And then finally, what is the name of the official residence of the governor of New Jersey?
Drumthwacket
Mansion is correct in Princeton, New Jersey. Okay, let's try a theme for you. Okay, Jennifer, a river runs through it. I'm going to give you a city. You tell me what river.
That was a really good movie. That's going to be my DVD alert.
Runs through. River Run, did you like that?
I did.
Redford and, oh, that's a Brad Pitt movie. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Interesting. Very good. Well shot, like a lot of, you get a sense of the period for sure.
Okay.
City, you name the river that runs through it, Paris, France.
The Seine.
Very good. Albany, New York.
Hudson doesn't run through
Albany. Hudson runs right through Albany, New York, Jennifer.
Yippee, the Hudson.
That's why Albany's there, because I think that's how far the Hudson was navigable to about Albany. El Paso, Texas.
Rio Grande.
Very good. Montreal, Canada.
St. Lawrence.
Very good. Portland, Oregon. It's a tough one. The Willamette. Cairo, Egypt.
The Nile.
Richmond, Virginia.
Jamestown.
Close. The James. Jamestown's on the James. So is Richmond. Dublin, Ireland. Ever been to Dublin?
I have not.
The Liffey River. Rome, Italy. The Tiber. Newark, New Jersey.
The East River.
The Passaic. London, England.
Thames.
Louisville, Kentucky. The mighty Ohio, Jennifer. Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Nope.
Rio de Plata, Boston, Mass.
Charles.
Very good. Washington, D.C.
Potomac.
Baghdad, Iraq.
They have water in Iraq? I'm surprised to hear there's a river.
One of the original civilizations.
Oh, the Tigris.
Tigris is correct. Hamburg, Germany.
Danube.
Elbe, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Big Muddy, the Mississippi. Budapest, Hungary. You just said it.
Danube.
Correct. And Harrisburg, PA. Flows down to form the Chesapeake Bay.
This is not the Allegheny.
Nope. The Susquehanna. Okay, this should be right up your wheelhouse. I expect 10 out of 10 for you for this one.
Okay.
How much time do we have? We have time. Jennifer, any last words? Identify these famous pieces of literature from their last lines.
Okay.
Number one, it is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest than I go to.
Oh, how funny. My husband and I use this all the time.
Than I have ever known.
Tale of Two Cities.
Very good.
He's going to the guillotine even though he knows that he is the innocent person. He's letting the guilty man go free.
Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. Excuse me.
Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting.
Oh, the places you'll go, Dr. Seuss. A stone hit her on the side of the head. Old Man Warner was saying, come on, come on, everyone. Steve Adams was in front of the crowd of villagers with Mrs. Graves beside him.
It isn't
fair. It isn't right, Mrs. Hutchinson screamed, and then they were upon her.
Shirley Jackson's The Lottery. That is
very good.
Such a creepy story.
Yes, and you are correct. I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken.
Very good. With a sudden upwelling of reverence, Robert Langdon fell to his knees. For a moment, he thought he heard a woman's voice, the wisdom of the ages, whispering up from the chasms of the earth.
Is it Hemingway?
No.
I don't know.
Robert Langdon would have been the key, the Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
Did you read that? Mm. You didn't read the Da Vinci Code?
I did not.
Really? Mm-hmm. Too popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like my wife. The creatures outside looked from pig to man, and from man to pig, and from pig to man again. But already, it was impossible to say which was which.
Animal Farm.
Very good. Very few castaways can claim to have survived so long at sea as Mr. Patel, and none in the company of an adult Bengal tiger.
Mr. Castaway. It keeps coming and going.
We are looking for Life of Pi.
Oh, no, that wasn't where it was going.
Don't ever tell anybody anything. If you do, you start missing everybody.
That's very sad.
Catcher in the Rye. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope.
Tuesdays with Maury?
No. Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption. Did you read that one? Did you see the movie? The movie ended with the same line as well.
No.
And then finally, but I reckon I got to light out for the territory ahead of the rest, because Aunt Sally, she's going to adopt me and civilize me, and I can't stand it. I've been there before.
Huckleberry Finn.
Very good. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. All right, let me give you one more real quick.
Okey-dokey.
Disney characters, Jennifer. I'm going to describe a Disney character. You tell me who it is. This Disney character has a mustache that is formed by the hour and minute hand of a clock.
It's somebody from Beauty and the Beast.
Very good.
I don't know his name.
Cogsworth. This Disney character has sticks for arms and hair and a carrot for a nose. These are probably all movies you haven't seen. Let me see if I get the classic Disney movies for you.
I don't know that.
That's Olaf from Frozen. This human Disney character wears a purple cap, has large ears, and his green clothes are way too big for him.
Purple hat, green clothes, way too big for him.
Large ears. The first Disney movie, Jennifer.
Uh-uh.
Animated. Dopey. This Disney character has a blue top hat and carries an umbrella. Going way back again.
Blue top hat and carries an umbrella.
Likes to give advice.
Well, Mary Poppins doesn't have a top hat. Uncle Sam.
These are animated.
They're all animated? Oh, I don't know.
Jiminy Cricket. Likes to give advice.
Yeah.
This is a character wears a pink striped jumper and stutters when he is nervous.
The Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland?
He wears a pink, but he doesn't stutter. He disappears.
Yeah. He's pink striped.
He lives in a place that's 100 acres
big.
Oh,
Piglet. That's really not... he's not a Disney character.
Yes, he is. What do you mean he's not a Disney character?
He's not originally a Disney character.
None of these are, Jennifer. Did Walt Disney write any of these books? He didn't write Pinocchio.
I suppose not.
But they drew them this way.
Yes.
This Disney dog wears a nurse's bonnet that ties under its neck with a blue bow.
Nana from Peter Pan.
Very good. All right. I think that's probably all the ones you'll know. The other ones are more recent. We'll ask more next week. We'll end it right there. You know Elton John at all?
I know he's coming back to New Jersey and New York area.
He is, actually. Lori's sister got her Elton John tickets last Christmas, and it's finally rolling around.
Oh, wow. I didn't think they were on sale quite yet.
We bought tickets a year ago.
Where's she going?
I think Madison Square Garden.
April. Well, it's April. Or there's more tickets. No, they've just announced shows in April.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
But she's going in November.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
So he's going strong, huh?
Yeah, his farewell tour is going to have a farewell tour of a farewell tour, I think. Yeah, I was going to say the tickets are going on sale tomorrow.
Yep. Okay, well, we thank you for joining us. I think we're going to wrap it up. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That is correct. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A whistleblower complaint involving President Trump and a telephone call with the Ukrainian president is now public. In it, the whistleblower makes the following claim, quote, "Over the course of my official duties, I have received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election," end quote. The complaint goes on for 9 pages, laying out several areas of concern. The acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, answering questions about it before a House committee.
"I am not familiar with any prior instances where a whistleblower complaint touched on such complicated and sensitive issues, including executive privilege. I believe that this matter is unprecedented."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At least 20 people are dead and nearly 100 others injured, and those numbers may rise after an earthquake rocked Indonesia hours ago. The 6.5 magnitude quake struck at about 6:45 local time, causing damage to a number of homes and buildings, and the quake coming just 2 days ahead of the one-year mark since a 7.5 magnitude quake killed over 4,000 people there. The Senate is again voting to block President Trump from taking money for military construction projects and using it to build a border wall. 11 Republicans voting with Democrats yesterday to override the president's national emergency declaration to seize those funds. And two cultural touchstones are 50 today. From the world of music, it's the anniversary of the Beatles' classic Abbey Road release, and it's been 50 years since the Brady Bunch premiered on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Severe storms and at least one suspected tornado tore through parts of west central Wisconsin on Tuesday night, and yesterday the governor, Tony Evers, was visiting the impacted areas. His takeaways from that visit?
The people of Wisconsin and, you know, people of Wheaton and other areas around here step to the plate, help out the neighbors. The roads are getting cleared. There's lots of people helping out every single place we went.
While there was some serious damage done by the storms, luckily there were no serious injuries reported. 17 states now suing the Trump administration over cutting back the Endangered Species Act. The states say rules scheduled to take effect today would weaken current protections, and they argue the new rules increase the risk of extinction for endangered species and their habitats. Governor Tom Wolf says he's now in support of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Pennsylvania. Wolf says he's urging the state legislature to consider legalization after releasing a report from the lieutenant governor's statewide listening tour earlier this year. And an interesting new study finds milk keeps people hydrated better than water does. Scottish researchers finding it's more hydrating as it contains lactose, protein, and fat, which help keep hydration happening over a longer period. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail